Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Often on this show, we talk about one specific place, say a building or a monument. Today, we're going to talk about something you can find all over Baltimore, formstone. For those who are not familiar with it, formstone is the stucco-like substance applied to the outside of buildings, mostly houses, but also churches and offices, that makes them look like they were made of stone, sort of. The process involves nailing chicken wire to the outside of the house, swabbing on a wet cement-like substance, and then pressing forms onto the surface to produce patterns that look like rectangular stones. And if you wanted a little pizzazz, and who doesn't, you could tint the stones different colors or even sprinkle mica on them to give them some sparkle. Although you can find formstone in cities from D.C. to San Francisco, for better or for worse, we here in Baltimore can legitimately claim to be the world's hub of the stuff. As one example, Baltimore filmmaker Barry Levinson originally had 1950s formstone salesmen as the focus of his movie Tin Men, but was convinced that nobody outside of Baltimore knew what formstone was, and so switched to aluminum siding salesmen as his protagonists. There are really two things to talk about when talking about formstone, the easy things and the hard things. The easy things are who got the patent for it and when. The hard things are everything else. Who really invented it? What was the secret formula? Was there more of it in East Baltimore or West? And most of all, is it, quote, historic? Let's start with the easy things. The patent for formstone was filed in 1937 by a Baltimorean named Louis Albert Knight. It was patent number 2,095,641, and it was, quote, for a process for making artificial stone wall facings. Knight's company, Lasting Products, had been founded years before as a manufacturer of paints and roof coatings, and apparently Knight had been experimenting with different formulas when he came up with the one for formstone. But before Knight, people in Columbus, Ohio, were applying a product to the outside of brick houses that they called permastone, and folks at the Ross Stone Company in Lafayette, Indiana, were making basically the same thing. Only nobody in Columbus or Lafayette got a patent. Whether Knight came up with a formula independently or maybe borrowed a little from elsewhere, his formstone product was the one that got the official nod in 1937. And then, 17 years later, the patent expired, and all of Baltimore erupted. Within a few years, in addition to formstone, there was Dixie stone, silver stone, true stone, Bermuda stone, modern stone, Roman stone, magnolia stone, and my personal favorite name, Stone of Ages. Each company had a salesman who would walk block to block hawking their product. By the 1930s and 40s, many Baltimore houses were now 40 or 50 years old, and the salesman claimed that covering them with formstone would protect the bricks and you wouldn't have to repoint or paint them ever again. Salesmen would give discounts if you got your neighbors to go in with you, so you'll see not just individual formstone houses all over the city, but entire blocks. I'm going to wrap up by gently wading into the debate on whether formstone is historic. On one side are the practical folks who note that it traps water between your brick and the outer formstone layer, ruining your outer wall as well as your inside plaster. On the other side are folks like Baltimorean John Waters, who embraced formstone as the polyester of brick and see it as quintessentially Baltimore, like beehive hairdos and Natty Bow beer. Today, the debate rages on, but is becoming increasingly academic, as there are no more formstone contractors, at least that I know of, putting up new facades, and more young folks who buy and rehab old row houses are taking it off. But who knows? History can be a whimsical thing, and maybe in a generation or two, formstone and Dixie stone and the Stone of Ages will be back in fashion. For more information on formstone, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.